はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、お月様。ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 131. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, we have a really fun lesson for you today. Really fun. In Japanese, we have a lot of what Chigusa-san, help me out here with this difficult English word.
We have a lot of onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia. Yoshi-san?
Who wants to go to the bathroom?
All right. Yes, a lot of these words. Now, these words represent sounds. So the sound of something is put into a word. For example, the barking of a dog. In English, we say bark. In Japanese, it is?
Wang, wang.
Very nice dog, Chigusa-san. And last week, we covered a whole bunch of animals. Where Japanese is quite unique is the fact that they also have these words for emotions and other things not related to sounds. And in Japanese, there are many, many of these. Now, inside the PDF, we're going to have a detailed write-up about this. So you want to stop by JapanesePod101.com. You want to get that PDF. And inside the Learning Center, so many things to bring it all together. Now, today's conversation is really fun. Between two college friends who haven't seen each other in a while. One girl, one guy. Informal Japanese. And a lot of Chigusa-san, one more time.
Onomatopoeia.
There it is. Okay, so with that said, let's get into today's conversation.
久しぶり。元気？
ぼちぼち。香りは？
バッチリ。新しい彼氏ができた。もうラブラブだよ。優しくて。
よかったね。前の彼はいつもイライラしてたからね。
でもね、彼はイケメンだからモテモテでちょっと心配。
大丈夫だよ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。久しぶり。元気？
ぼちぼち。香るは？
バッチリ。新しい彼氏ができた。もうラブラブだよ。優しくて。
よかったね。前の彼はいつもイライラしてたからね。
でもね、彼はイケメンだからモテモテでちょっと心配。
大丈夫だよ。今回はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
久しぶり。
Long time.
元気？
Have you been?
ぼちぼち。
Just getting by.
カオルは？
How about you, カオル？
バッチリ。
I'm great.
新しい彼氏ができた。
I got a new boyfriend.
もうラブラブだよ。
We're so in love.
優しくて。
He's so nice. And you know?
よかったね。
Good for you.
前の彼はいつもイライラしてたからね。
Because your last boyfriend was always in a bad mood.
でもね、彼はイケメンだからモテモテで。
But because he's good looking, he's popular.
ちょっと心配。
And I'm a little worried.
大丈夫だよ。
It'll be all right.Yoshi-san, let's ask Chigusa-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Chigusa-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
今日の会話はいいですね。羨ましいですね。イケメンの彼氏は。
English, please.
Today's conversation was really good, and I envy this person who has a new boyfriend who's good looking.
Interesting. Very interesting. Let's get into today's vocabulary.
Yeah.最初のキーワードはぼちぼち。
Just getting by.
ぼちぼちぼちぼち。
Now use this to reply to Chigusa-san's question. How are you? You said
ぼちぼち。
Just getting by. So we can use it here. Any other instances come to your mind? When else can we use this word?
You know, this is a very, very famous phrase from Osaka or Kansai area.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's a phrase.One person asks, "Mokarimakka?"
And what does that mean?
It's like, how's your business going? Or like, are you making money?
Yeah, are you making money?
Are you making money? One more time.
Mokarimakka? And the other person can say this. Bochi bochi den na.
So can you run this back with Chigusa-san?
Yep. 儲かりまっか?
ぼちぼちでんな。
I like it.
So it's like, how's your business going? Are you making lots of money? Then the other person is saying, you know, I'm just getting by.
Got it. So in the dialogue, the second part of you, Yoshi-san, you're all right. Mm-hmm. Not as good as Kaoru.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Chigusa's name in the dialogue. Next we have...
Bacchiri.
Perfect. Now you can use this too when replying to the question, how are you? And when you reply this, how are things?
Great.
Really, really good. Now, we can also use this with work and I suppose dating with your girlfriend. How are things going between you and your girlfriend? Bacchiri, right?
Right.
So maybe you can give us a quick sample here. Chigusa-san, let's ask Yoshi-san how work is going.
仕事どう?
バッチリだよ.
Okay, this is followed by...
ラブラブ.
Lovey-dovey.
ラブラブ. ラブラブ.
Now the word, ラブ. Yoshi-san, give it to us one more time.
ラブ.
This alone means love. Twice together, lovey-dovey. And it's used when, I think often, with new couples who get together. And they are very passionate. So we have this expression...
ラブラブ.
Chigusa-san, can you give us an example?
あの二人はラブラブだね.
Those two are lovey-dovey. Those two are so into each other. Okay, next we have...
イケメン.
A good-looking guy.
イケメン. イケメン.
Now, Chigusa-san, do you know where this word came from?
Yes.
You do? Can you help us out?
イケメン came from イケてる麺. And イケてる means... like really good and
like got it going on.
Yeah. And men means face. Men is kanji for omen no men.
Uh-huh.
And it means face. So put together, iketeru men, ikemen.
Got it going on face.
Yeah.
His face has got it going on.
Yeah.
Really interesting, ikemen. Now, I think some people might want to know what do we say about females?
There's no word for イケメン for girls.
Next we have
モテモテ.
Popular among people.
モテモテ.
Now, Yoshi-san, any idea where this word came from?
I'm pretty sure it came from the verb モツ.
To hold.
Mm-hmm. To have or to carry. So it's a モツ times two means you have a lot.
Really good mnemonic.
So it means like you have a lot to hold. That means you're so popular.
But we can use this expression with girls too, right?
Right.
Or even like, you know, if there's a nice guy or girl who's popular among little kids, like who's nice to the kids and, you know, they play with them, then you can also use this. 彼はモテモテね.
Okay. So with that said, let's take a look at today's conversation. We're going to run through it real quick and see what we can find in there line by line. First line.
久しぶり、元気?
First word in there.
久しぶり.
Long time. It's been a while. Next.
元気?
And this is pretty straightforward. It's been a while, followed by, how are you? How's it going? Now, in this context, again, the amazing thing about Japanese is a lot is inferred. We have here just 元気. Now, we realize from the previous word, 久しぶり, that it's been a while. So here, it would actually be interpreted as, how have you been? From the last time till now, how's it going? It's just not how are you. That nuance is actually in there. Like, how are you? From the last time we met to now. A lot just inside that, genki, the response is,
ぼちぼち.
I'm doing all right. And again, here, this word says it all. That's why these words are very difficult to translate directly. Again, some of them are words for sounds, but some of them actually take on words for emotions. And here, all right, things are moving along. I'm all right. I'm getting by. Then he throws it back to her.
Kaoru wa?
Her name is?
Kaoru.
Followed by?
Wa?
And the sentence ends here. Again, the rest is inferred. Yoshi-san, what would come after that if we put it in?
Kaoru wa genki?
And you, how are you?
Bacchiri.
And there it is, perfect.
Atarashii kareshi ga dekita.
Literally, the sentence means, boyfriend got. Now here the verb dekiru is not acting as the potential. Here it can be translated as to get, and as it's in its past tense, got. Boyfriend got. Now this is a literal translation. When we interpret this into English, I got a boyfriend. Again, verb comes from the back to the front. 彼氏ができた. And, of course, we could have the same thing for girls. 彼女ができた. Then we have...
もうラブラブだよ.
We're lovey-dovey. Again, the subject is inferred here. The speaker is obviously included, plus the boyfriend that was just mentioned. So there's no need to mention it again. So, we're so in love. And the final particle, yo, to add emphasis. Then we have...
優しくて.
Now this sentence says, he is nice and... Again, subject inferred. If we put the subject in, the sentence reads...
彼は優しくて.
He is nice and... But it's inferred. Then we have... Yoshi-san says...
よかったね.
That's good, isn't it? That sentence ending particle ne affirms what he's saying. That's good, isn't it?
前の彼はいつもイライラしてたからね.
Ex-boyfriend, we have...
前の彼.
My, before. And then we have the possessive, no. Before is guy. The guy before, if we turn it around. The boyfriend before.
You can also say 元彼 as an ex-boyfriend.
So there's two ways to say it.
元彼 元彼
Then we have?
は
Topic marker?
いつも
Always.
イライラしてたからね。
He was always in a bad mood because. So we have to turn this sentence around. Because your ex-boyfriend was always in a bad mood. Is followed by?
でもね。
Now here's a subtle nuance. でもね。But. So the topic will change to something not good. Because before she's raving about him. Now there's a little something to worry about. And that is?
彼はイケメンだからモテモテで。
He got it going on face because popular. Now I have to get in there and really look at the details. Let's take that popular. He is popular. Then let's take that because. Again, we're going back to forward. After that topic marker, he. We're going exactly back to front. He, again, listen to it again. He, but this is the topic. And it's marked by wa. After that, it reads, got it going on face because popular. Now let's take that last one. He, popular. Then we have because. Because his face got it going on. And then we make it into an English sentence. He's popular because his face got it going on. And then again, we can just make it, he's popular because he's good looking. Followed by,
ちょっと心配.
So, I'm a little worried. Again, here the subject is inferred. If we put the subject in, it reads,
私はちょっと心配.
And finally,
大丈夫だよ.
It'll be alright. It'll be alright for who, Yoshi-san?
For Kaoru-san.
Yes. So, if we put the subject in,
Kaoru-san は大丈夫だよ.
There it is. Okay, we ran long today, but again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, lots more details, lots more to bring it all together. More about this. Chigusa-san, help us out here.
Onomatopoeia.
We might have to put that in a bonus track. I like it. Okay, more about that. Plus, inside the Learning Center, things to bring it all together. All right, that's going to do for today.
またね。
またね。